So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. Carry on.
What do you mean? You want me to continue with the pitch?
What?
So it's a movie, I guess?
No, sir, the movie is called Carry On.
Oh, okay, and so what's her deal?
Who?
Carrie.
No, sir, carry on like a bag.
I can't carry on like a bag. I can carry on like a person.
Oh, my God, the movie takes place at an airport and there's a very important carry-on bag.
Oh, okay, I misunderstood in a humorous way.
All right, so anyway, we're gonna meet this guy, Ethan, and his girlfriend is pregnant.
Oh, bummer.
No, it was on purpose.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so he's a TSA agent at LAX, and on Christmas Eve, he asks for more responsibility, so his friend gives him his spot at the scanner.
They're letting him try that out on one of the busiest travel days of the year? Wow, sounds like they're pretty lax at LAX. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Airport code wordplay is tight.
So anyway, there's this bad guy we're gonna call the Traveler, and he arranges to have a single earbud placed in a bin and given to Ethan so he can put it in his ear.
Why would he put that in his ear?
Well, he gets some threatening texts telling him to do it.
So the Traveler's entire plan hinges on Ethan checking his phone while at work, which presumably he's not allowed to do.
Correct. And so then the Traveler is gonna tell Ethan, hey, buddy, I'm, gonna need you to, you know, do some crimes for me.
Okay, so you're thinking Jason Bateman for that role?
I am thinking Jason Bateman for the role. So he's gonna tell Ethan that he's gonna kill his girlfriend, Nora, who also works at the airport, if he doesn't let this suspicious package through.
What's the package?
It's a freaking bomb with a nerve agent that he wants to detonate on a plane.
Wouldn't they easily trace that back to Ethan letting it through? It sounds like his life's gonna be ruined either way.
Yeah, so Ethan tries to send some sneaky messages and make some sneaky calls,
but the Traveler has an associate called the Watcher, and he's watching on the cameras. So Ethan's just at his station seemingly talking to himself, and that doesn't raise any red flags.
That's right.
Well, okay then.
So then Ethan figures out where the Traveler is and discreetly sends a cop over to him, but the Traveler freaking kills this guy.
Oh, you're not allowed to do that to cops.
Exactly. Super frowned upon. But now Ethan's in a sticky situation because his boss puts his friend back on the scanner.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so the Traveler's like, well, you better figure out a way to get yourself back into position.
Is that gonna be hard to do?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, he swaps out his friend's coffee for some coffee that has booze in it, so his friend gets fired immediately.
Couldn't the friend just say, hey, I'm innocent, please give me a breathalyzer or look at the security cameras?
Hey, shut up. So now Ethan's back at the scanner and he lets the guy with the bomb through, this guy named Mateo.
Oh, no.
And he's gonna go have lunch with Nora and later try to go get her out of the airport.
Okay, it sounds like this guy's just never at his post.
He kind of is never. So anyway, when he tries to save Nora, that freaking watcher guy aims a sniper at her head from the parking garage, so Ethan has to back off.
So she just happens to be standing in a spot that has a clear line of sight from the garage?
Yes, so Ethan has to back off.
I guess so.
And Ethan also does this sneaky thing where he adds Mateo's name to a list of people that are gonna be randomly inspected.
Oh, very sneaky.
Yeah, but the Traveler knows he did it, so he sets the timer off on the bomb, and he's like, hey, you gotta go turn this off or everybody in the airport's gonna die.
Oh, dang it.
And he freaking tells him to shoot his boss who's doing the random inspection, but then Mateo stabs him with a pen.
Right, because Mateo's a bad guy.
Actually, turns out he's kinda not. He also has an earpiece, and he's being told what to do so they don't kill his husband.
This Traveler's threatening all kinds of loved ones.
He sure is, sir. So then Ethan stops the bomb, but now they gotta deal with this body, so they roll it into this luggage sorting area.
Are there no employees in there?
No, because it's all automated.
I feel like there would maybe be at least one employee in there.
Well, you don't know what you're talking about.
Do you?
Irrelevant.
That's fair.
So then the Traveler tells Mateo to kill Ethan, so they get into this big old fight in this luggage area, but then the plastic gun Mateo's using explodes and kills him.
And there aren't any employees or cameras in there.
None whatsoever. But so anyway, meanwhile, there's this LAPD detective, and she's kind of piecing together what's going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and on her way to the airport with this Homeland Security guy, she realizes he's not actually Homeland Security, so she confronts him.
In a moving vehicle? That doesn't seem smart.
Yeah, no, it's not. So they crash pretty violently.
That makes sense.
But she manages to kill him and keep going to the airport, where she flashes her badge a couple of times and therefore takes control of the entire airport.
Wow, if all it takes to take over the airport is to flash a police badge, maybe the Traveler should have just done that.
But then the Traveler gets mad and orders the Watcher to kill Nora.
Oh, so he shoots her?
No, he's gonna try to stab her this time.
Why would he go with that all of a sudden?
Because.
That works.
So she runs out of the airport into this parking area and he's gonna try to run her down.
Why would she leave the airport full of security guards and cops?
Because.
That also works.
So then as she's about to be killed, Mateo's husband kills the dude.
And there aren't any witnesses to this.
No, this is an LAX parking garage on Christmas Eve that doesn't have anyone in it.
Got
got it.
But now the Traveler has the bomb, and he's gonna bring it onto the plane himself since Mateo's dead.
Oh, he's gonna sacrifice himself and blow it up?
No, he arranges to get himself a parachute, because he plans on jumping.
Well, how'd that get through security?
Off screen.
Oh, okay.
But the thing is, Ethan actually swapped the bomb into an identical but ever so slightly larger suitcase that doesn't actually fit in the overhead bin.
What are the odds of him finding that?
Well, sir, what do I look like? Some kind of odds-matician? These things happen.
I guess.
So the Traveler has no choice but to let them put the bomb in the cargo hold.
Oh, hell yeah, Ethan. Slightly disrupt that guy's plans.
And now the detective that now runs the airport wants to stop the plane, but Nora's like, no, you can't. There's a bomb, and the guy's gonna set it off if you stop it.
Well, what does she suggest?
Well, she tells the detective that her boyfriend's defused this bomb once, so to let him do it again and let the plane continue. So she's like, I will allow it.
She's also in charge of air traffic control now.
She flashed her police badge, sir. She runs the show.
Well, okay then.
So Ethan freaking drives a luggage cart up to the moving plane and climbs on board.
Wouldn't driving a vehicle on the runway towards a moving plane alert some people?
No, it would not.
Oh, okay.
So Ethan and the Traveler get into a little fight, and Ethan shoves him into a fridge and throws the nerve agent at his feet.
Ah, in a fridge. Very smart. So the Traveler dies?
He does.
Of hypothermia?
Of the nerve agent.
Right, that makes more sense.
A very airtight fridge.
So now the day is saved, and Ethan gets to reunite with Nora.
Don't the police want to question him?
Well, yeah, but that detective in charge of the universe tells them to leave him alone.
Shouldn't they check him for nerve agent particles?
The detective does not will that to be so.
Fair enough.
And so then we're done. What do you think?
Hey, what about the body of Ethan's boss? What happened with that?
And so then we're done. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. You know, an action movie set around Christmas time makes me think of Die Hard.
People like Die Hard, sir. Plus, this is different enough. It takes place on Christmas Eve at an airport.
Exactly. Although, now that I think of it, isn't that the exact day and setting of Die Hard 2?
People like Die Hard 2, sir.
That's a good point. This should do well.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.